The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And sometimes we talk about firearms and old stories from back in the day and new hunting experiences and fishing experiences and where the fish are and fisheries management and wildlife management and just, you know, anything related to those topics, fishing, hunting, great outdoors. That's what we like to talk about. So we are finally through the elections, and hopefully things are shaking out to the benefit of our country in Washington, D.C. and beyond. And we're just looking forward to keep on keeping on here at the Outdoors and Radio Show. I was thinking about back in the day, a truck was on the highways up in Baltimore the other day, and there was a truck on the highway, and Aaron, you would never remember this. It's way before your time. Hoffman's Awning Company. They're still around. They're still doing business. And John Hoffman, the founder, I guess maybe the second, third generation, who was a man who was, I would say, in his 60s when I started back in 1988. He would hang around the station. He did a lot of sponsorship of the morning show and things like that. And he would call in and talk about fishing. And he would do his own commercials. And he came into the studio quite often on the morning show. And when I saw that sign, it triggered the memory of him with his beautiful baritone voice singing his song, Hoffman Awnings. I'm going to attempt it, but my voice is not where it should be this early. Hoffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Hoffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. And he would sing that just about every day when he was in the studio. And I think I might have had him sing it once on the show. But he had quite a good voice, far, far better than mine. And that just sparked a real nice memory from when I started with WCBM back in the late 80s. So if you remember that song, well, and you remember John Hoffman, he would, like I said, he would call in quite often about fishing on the bay and just a all-around good guy. I guess I'm getting back to where, you know, back in the day, memories mean a lot more to me than they did at the time. So just reliving some of those pleasant times, that's for sure. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. And we are giving away a muzzleloader, a CVA Optima V2 muzzleloader, nitride barrel, camo synthetic stock. And that'll be the first Saturday in December, because next weekend the show will be recorded. It'll be our annual first day of deer season show. We've got a great show. We've got Brian Eiler and Jonathan Trudeau, two officials with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and we're talking about bear and deer and safety and a lot of different things. So, and having a good time doing it. So we recorded that show a week or so ago, and we look forward to you listening to that show, because it's always full of great information. Let's see. Somebody just texted me. Would that be Aaron? Oh, that's, yes. Yeah, John B., you remember. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. When you hear that song, you couldn't miss it. You know, I mean, the guy had a great baritone voice. Thanks for remembering with me, John B. Appreciate that. So, John Hoffman. We have Senator Jack Bailey coming up just for one segment in the second hour, but I was talking about the muzzleloader contest. We're also giving away a Wolf muzzleloader, stainless steel, synthetic black stock, for a youth hunter. And we've got a lot of youth hunter nominees, don't we, Aaron? We have quite a few people on board with that.
Yes, we do already. I'm writing them down actually right now.
Oh, yeah? Well, good. Yeah, well, we also have an online entry allowance, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is my email address, so you can enter yourself. We had Larry, I believe, enter right before we went on the show this morning, but you can also nominate a youth hunter as well. And let's see, we got an email last night from... Yeah, Carl, his daughter, he called in to enter the raffle for the muzzleloader, and she said he was taking his daughter out muzzleloader hunting, and he sent a picture of a fine deer she harvested with a muzzleloader. How about that? So we got, we got an interactive audience, which is fantastic, and we love to hear from them. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Ah, really? No kidding, Kent. All right. Stay in touch here, buddy. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see who that is. That's Kent. He's the first sponsor of for the 2026 record book with a nice sponsorship for Callahan Irrigation. And we measured his deer, posted it on Facebook, and there he is showing up listening to the show. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Nice to hear from you, Kent. He's right here local, that's for sure. All right. So... where are we going here now? Muzzleloader contest. Call in, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer, call screener. Morning, Aaron. And
good morning.
Then you will go on the air with me. Real simple. Some situations where, you call in and we launch into our commercials or something like that and you can't hold on, well, we get it. Or, you call in at the end of the hour. Can't call back. We sometimes make allowances for that. But the rules are pretty simple. Call in, go on the air, leave your name and number. And now you can also nominate a youth hunter in your family, whether or friendship, whatever you want to do, just as long as that youth is 16 years of age and younger and is considered a youth hunter. Speaking of youth hunters, we got an email from a grandmother, who shall remain nameless for now because we really haven't talked about it, but I hope she's listening at this point. And she said, my grandson has taken an online hunter safety course. We're trying to get him outfitted for hunting. It's all he wants to do. And he doesn't have his license yet, but he would like to go on the youth hunt for youth hunting day, which was, last weekend, 16th, 17th. Any way you could help get him a hunt. Well, got me interested. So I pulled a few strings and called a few folks and had a good conversation with a very generous Tom Slavin with Upper Bay Gun Club. Tom said, bring him up. We'll put him in the stand, and we will hopefully put some deer in front of him. Well, we met Tom on Saturday afternoon, about 2 o'clock at our normal meeting place in Cecilton. Grandma and Mom were there. The youngster's name is Barrett. He was also excited. He was all ready to go. He had his camo clothing on. He had his orange vest, his orange hat on, and He was ready to rock and roll. So we got in the stand, and it was very cool watching Barrett prepare for his first deer hunt while he's in the stand. He was very anxious. He was, you know, he's checking out the where he thought the deer were going to come from. We were sitting on in a redneck blind, elevated redneck blind, so we were all enclosed. Thank goodness, because there was a lot of movement. And Barrett, you know, he was watching out the window and watching out the window and looking here and looking there. And we had assumed that the deer were going to come out from between two patches of woods and cross the power line and where the corn was. And I said, well, Barrett, you know, I hunted this stand last year. I didn't take a deer, could have. But they come on the other side of this finger of woods, which wasn't a very far distance. I said, they come down the other side through the cornfield. But I want you to look out there. I said, you see that barn and that house? He said, yeah. I said, you can't shoot directly towards that building, okay? I said, if they get past this little window of opportunity here, and the marker was a telephone pole on the edge of the and a point of the woods, I said, if they get past that, you can't shoot, because now you've got houses on the other side here, pretty far distance, but, you know, you want to make sure they're there. So you can only shoot in this window. Okay. And I said, you also have to be very careful before you shoot, because there's a road in front of that, in front of us there, and you could see the cars traveling back and forth on the road. So we have to make sure there's absolutely nothing anywhere before you take that shot. Okay, good. So it got later and later and later, and I said, you know, the deer are typically not going to move in this area till sunset or after. And I said, you got a 30-minute window of opportunity there that you can shoot between sunset and the end. You got 30 minutes. I said, it's still light enough to shoot, but, you know, you can't. So the Tom had offered his 270 for Barrett to shoot, which was fine. And the deer came from the complete opposite direction from where we were figuring they were going to come from. They came from behind us in the right side. Now, the right side window was open, thank goodness. And I saw them coming, you know, while they were still behind us, and there were two deer running through this cornfield into, you know, where this window of shooting of availability was. I said, okay, Barrett, get your gun ready. Get out this window. Move your seat over here so you're comfortable. Move everything around. We got a little time. I said, they're going to feed and run. They're going to stop right there. I'm going to stop. Okay, he didn't ask what that was, but they were walking into that window, and I said, meh. Course they stopped. I said, shoot that first one. He shot over it. I said, okay. And that deer ran in the woods and the other one ran past the window, so we had no more shots on those two. Fortunately, right behind him there were two more. They got in the they fed, they ran, they stopped right there in the window, and I said, Barrett, shoot that first deer. Bang, plonk, deer went down. Everybody was happy. So the other deer ran off. We didn't see any more, but Barrett's got a deer on the ground, so we're very happy with that. So it's getting darker and darker, and he wants to jump out of the stand, you know, skip the ladder, hit the ground running over towards his deer. I had to kind of slow him down a little bit. Barrett, look, we got to get this blind closed up. We got to close all the windows. I said, we got to get all of our gear out. And I said, so why don't you climb out first, and I'll hand the stuff down to you. So we handed his pack and my pack and the rifle and everything else down, and stacked everything very neatly there at the base of the stand. And I said, okay, let's walk over and see what you got here. And I had my pack with my knife and so forth in it. Barron got about halfway there, and he couldn't take it anymore. He broke and he ran, ran to the deer. I'm like, okay, that's what enthusiasm's all about. So we finished, the field dressing, and it was one of those, okay, what do we do next? I said, well, we've got to field dress this deer. So what's that mean? I said, well, we got to clean it out. And I said, my typical mentor thing that I say, here, hold this leg. So I started a field dressing job in the light of the truck, truck lights. And I walked back and got the truck, pulled it over so we had some light. And we got everything done, and Tom showed up, and he pulled into the field and loaded the deer up, and off we went. So congratulations to Barrett. What a great first hunt. Enjoyed sharing it with you. How about that? All right. That's the story. So I'm sitting here in my gorgeous back room, great room, TV room, whatever you want to call it, entertaining room. And the fireplace over there, the fireplace is on, and it's just gorgeous. Got a big stone background. Looks like I worked all day to get that fire to where it was, but the reality is I press the button and the fireplace come on because it's a gas fireplace insert. It's got the logs. It's got the embers. It looks really cool. And you too can experience that without a lot of work. All you got to do is visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you've got that fireplace, you can fix it so you never have to haul wood again. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. Since then, they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we love the convenience of the remote control. We set the temperature that we want the room, and if the temperature in the room drops below that, the fireplace starts and fills the room with beautiful heat, sets everything back in motion. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. They also carry freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary or your alternative heat source. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You can also get pellets, bags of pellets, or pallets of pellets if you prefer, as well, for your primary or alternative heat source. And you can visit the showroom soon so you're ready for this weather that is booming in here right now. Temperatures in the 30s and 40s. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace. So I stopped by Clyde Sports Shop the other day. Visit all our sponsors the other day. Always do. And I took a look at a couple of fine firearms. Waterfowl season right around the corner. I took a look at all the A5s. All the different camo models. All the different availabilities. The Wicked Wing vintage camo. The standard A5 in vintage camo. But the Wicked Wing is really special looking firearm. Super reliable. They all are. Super reliable autoloader. Duck hunting shotgun featuring a kinematic drive recoil operation. Composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver. You can get them in blue, too, a little less money. Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel. Oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes. You can get the screw-in choke tubes, too, that are flush with the barrel. And corrosion-resistant chrome bore. The ABS case is included with the Wicked Wing vintage camo. I took a look at all the A5s. There's half a dozen different models there. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Lansdowne. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. They've been around since 1957. The website has been updated and is really sharp. Clyde's Sport Shop, ClydeSportsShop.com, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, and all the Browning firearms and all the others is Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Dad stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. She was tall and thin. I asked her what she had. She said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you.
All right, look out, Mr. Dove. We did a shotgun boogie. Yeah, I hope he's not dancing in the woods. How many of you can name that artist? Text or call 410-WCBM-680. If those of you who know my number to text, text me if you have the answer. How about that? So, all right. 410-922-6680. We've got another nomination by email for the youth hunt. And thank you, Joe. I got your email. Let's see. Who is that? Tony got your email. Les got your email. So, Carl, excuse me. We're good. 410, keep them coming. 922-6680. We always like to hear you when you call, though. We do. We like to hear that part when you call. So, oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. A little windy out there to hunt this morning. I don't, you know, the bow hunters and stuff, but the deer are coming in. We're seeing some really big deer since early muzzleloader season. Haven't heard a tremendous amount of youth hunters as far as their successes, but, you know, we'll be getting those as well. Yes, ding, ding, ding. Kathleen, you win. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Claude. Good morning. Hello, Claude.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
All right. You were talking about John from Huffman on him. What, did he pass away or something?
I don't know. I mean, that was back in the late 80s, early 90s. I don't know if he did or not. I didn't bother to look it up, but I saw the sign, and it brought a lot of memories. Because I haven't heard from him in decades.
I remember the theme song, Huffman on Anger Better.
Yeah, that's right, Claude.
They order to talk us down.
Claude, we did it.
All size and color.
Okay.
With the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Any time of the day, 685-5687. Call John today. And we're still on Bel Air Road. That's what he used to say.
Thank you, Claude. Have a nice day, buddy. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Okay. Never mind. I made a little mistake there. So, yes, Kathleen, you did win. It was Tennessee Ernie Ford, that's for sure. And Bob Warden. Bob Warden won, too. He's Bob is the Applecracker representative, too. Glad to hear you listening, buddy. Did talk to Matthew yesterday, so we're good. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I was actually going to guess Hank Thompson.
Tennessee Ernie Ford, buddy. Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Okay, very good. Well,
yep.
That shoots that. I was listening to the end of your show last week. You were talking about safety, hunting safety, and gosh, I think I was probably 9 or 10 years old. We were duck hunting on the Honga River, and the boat sank. Thankfully, I had a life vest on, and everybody had life vests on, and everybody got out, but it was a bad scene, so.
What, you were on the Honga and the boat sank?
Yep, it just swamped.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, I'm 62, so that was 50-some years ago.
Oh, so you were just a kid.
I was just a little tacker, yeah.
No, wow.
You lost everything. Guns, boat, motor, all gone.
Yep. It's still dangerous out there. It's still dangerous out there. I heard about an incident the other day that some fellas were duck hunting, got a little sketchy. Like, I'm not allowed to share the details, but it got a little sketchy out there for them. So, you know, it can be the marsh, not the bay per se, but the marsh itself can be pretty dangerous place. Now, I was fishing back in the 80s on the Honga. Fished it a lot, sea trout and that type of thing. And coming back, we lost a tide and ran aground. And that was a minute getting loose in the dark, I can tell you that. Thank God there were two big Johnson motors on the back of the boat, and we were able to rock it out of there. But we'd have been spending the night on the Honga, or at least till the tide came in. So that's as close as I ever came to.
No, you go ahead.
No, I said that's as close as I ever came on the bay. Now, my dad and I upset our John boat in a freshwater lake in Pennsylvania. Both of us went overboard, lost some gear, and I lost my glasses and that type of thing, but I was able to get him on the boat and hang on to the boat and swim it back to shore, which was fun. So, but yeah, that was not a fun experience. You unexpectedly end up in the water. So, and we never went out in that John boat again. It was too small for both big guys, my dad and I. So, you know, that was it.
Yeah, I think that was part of our problem. Our boat was a little bit small, and we hit this area. It was like an undertow, and it just sucked the front of the boat right under, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you the marsh is dangerous too, because that's like quicksand if you get in there at low tide. So.
I know that. I got over the flu one time. A buddy called me up and asked for one to go duck hunting. So we went out to Bush River, and I didn't think to look at the tides. We got out there. It was low tide. We were in a canoe, so we didn't have too much trouble. But, man, that was a brutal day.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you're here to call in the Outdoors and Radio Show. That's for sure.
As am I, Alan. As am I. And I hope you have a great day. And we'll shout out to my buddy, Teddy.
Hey, Teddy.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. You do the same. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Love to get you entered in the contest. That's for sure. More the merrier. That's what we like. But right now, I'd like to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service, located right there at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Kind of a main intersection off of Route 50. That's in Easton, Maryland. That's where the locals here and beyond get their tires and their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are featured, but any tire that fits your car is available, no matter what the brand. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model, from teeny tiny to tremendous. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine that you might have in your garage. If you've got an ATV, if you've got a riding lawnmower, if you've got a push lawnmower, if you've got anything with a tire on it, Spurrier's can replace that tire or fix it. Garden tractors, farm tractors, all the farm equipment, they have a farm service. They have trucks that go out and service the farms in the region. So if you're listening and you have an agricultural situation, be sure to keep Spurrier's number in your phone, and I'll give it to you in a little bit. Any kind of trailer that you might have, boat trailer, utility trailer, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair, sometimes on the spot, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. Here, put it in your phone, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. The website is spurrierstire.com. That phone number again, no appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand Lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple, cracker, blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. 228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up a weather beam mag. Marty Robbins turned up. The boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Nick Bulls, Big Bulls. Mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Yeah. All right, any callers on the line there, Aaron? Lee in Baltimore, yes, indeed. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
This
Hello?
Is Wayne. This is Wayne in Baltimore.
Okay. You have the floor. Go right ahead, please.
Oh, I'm applying for the contest. I'm okay. Not a hunter, but I collect guns.
Okay. And you say your name is Lane?
Wayne.
Wayne. W-A-Y-N-E. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep, we got it fixed. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I listen to you all the time.
I appreciate you listening, man. I really do. I hope you learn a little bit of something every now and then, even though you're not a hunter.
Yeah.
You fish?
I used to go hunting with my father. That's been 60, 70 years ago.
How about that?
79 years old.
79. Wow, and still collecting, huh?
Yep.
I got you. Me too. Me too.
So. Enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I just purchased a gun here this week. I bought a Marlin lever action in 35 Remington.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
Yep, it was in pretty good shape, and the price was good. I couldn't pass it up. So.
I bought a bunch of them, and I turned around and sold them all.
Turned around and what? Sold them all?
Sold them all.
Yep. All right. Well, All right, that's why we do it, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. We are running a little short on time, so what I have to do here is talk about... Oh, I'll go to Mark in Delaware. Sure. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Well, wonderful now. Looking forward to... I don't want to wish my life away, but the next 60 days will pass, and then life will be good again. I got a lot to be thankful for this year.
That's true.
I mean, we do anyway, always. But I don't hear anything on the news about Second Amendment following the election, and I wonder if that's because it's mostly up to the courts.
Mostly up to the courts, it is. Rulings are coming down all over the place. There was a call by one representative to do away with the ATF, which was very interesting concept to do away with alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, or whatever they call themselves.
Oh, now, explosives. Yeah, the ATFE.
Yeah, and his reasoning was, I don't know if it was, I won't say it was flawed, but it was different, that's for sure. And he brings up things like that the investigations they couldn't solve or got involved in, like Fast and Furious, if you remember that, where one of our Border Patrol agents was killed by guns that were sold to the cartels to attempt to track those firearms and their use in the drug trade by the Obama administration, and nothing ever came of it other than about 1,000 firearms in the hands of the drug lords in Mexico.
Well, they were practicing for Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
Heck of a way
to practice, buddy. Heck of a way to put a policy into well,
yeah,
it wasn't even a policy.
Go wrong?
It wasn't even a policy. It was a failed theory.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it was. You know, so, I've always had, you know, I guess it's ATF is involved with the background check. I've never had an issue with the background check filling out a 4473. They kind of revamped that form. Now there's a new question on there about, I don't intend to sell this firearm, or I'm not purchasing this to sell it. You know, I guess it's cutting out on straw purchases and trying to find out whether
it gives them one more charge to bring.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, and which would be laudable, but for the fact that someone may transfer it to a son, a daughter, a nephew,
that's exactly
niece.
Right. Exactly right.
And then they say, oh, you're a criminal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, they, you know, it's a trap for the unwary.
No question. No question.
I thought it was odd that I haven't read a whole lot about anything. Now,
nope.
Presumably it's not going to get worse. But
well, they're the anti-firearms crowd is hanging back, trying to develop a strategy, I would assume, trying to do an end run around the court system, as this current administration is wont to do.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, we have better days to look forward to.
Better days to look forward to.
And when I say thank God, I mean that literally.
Absolutely right. Yep.
And I hope you and yours have a real good Thanksgiving.
As well as you and all of our listeners, but you, Mark, and your loved ones do as well.
Great.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, look, have a very good week.
I plan on it. You do the same.
Okay. Hey, How's that new truck working out?
Oh, good. I like it. 29 mile a gallon. Gets me anywhere I want to go. Hauls anything I need to haul, including, you know, a pallet of magazines. Fills it right up to the brim, but does a laudable job. Plenty of power, you know, so I'm good.
Yeah, it's a Maverick, right?
Yep, Ford Maverick. Mm-hmm,
sure. Yeah. Got a great reputation.
Yeah, it deserves it, so. So far, got 14,000-15,000 miles on it so far.
Goodness, you got to be kidding me.
No, I'm rolling, man.
Would you buy it with 13,000?
No. No, bought it with like six. I don't let any grass grow under my feet. I really do.
Yeah, you don't. You really, gosh, you could get a contract with an oil company or something where they could do their testing.
That's probably
kind of accelerated mileage.
Probably could, yeah. Probably could.
Yeah, yeah, Alan Else approved.
Exactly. I appreciate it. I love it. All right, brother. Thank you very much.
Have a great week.
You too. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. I think we're just going to run the commercial messages that are recorded, and I will talk about Backyard Billy's, our friends there in with the fireplace and inserts in Graysonville, and Clyde Sports Shop on the other side of the news. We'll come right back and talk about them. So, Aaron, knock yourself out on those pre-recorded spots, and we'll see how much time we have left at the end. How's that sound? All right, go ahead, man.
Hey, Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foos Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a mil-spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
That's announcing the return of the host to the show. Actually, it's just to keep from playing a song and give me a little more time during the show. I said we weren't going to do the live spots, but we don't have any callers on the air, so I hope you learned something when we talk about our sponsors, including Backyard Billy's. You know, we keep saying the same thing week after week. If you need alternative heat source, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the place to go. They've got everything you need. If you already have a pellet stove or a pellet grill, they've got the pellets. If you need or are considering alternative heat, they've got the freestanding wood stoves and the freestanding pellet stoves. Here's what I like about them. And if you need an insert, they've got gas, electric, pellet, wood, all that. Here's what I like about them, though. They're friendly. They're knowledgeable. And they know their stuff. You know, they don't point and go, there they are over there. They'll walk you through the process. They'll ask you what your requirements are, what you need, what you're looking for. They will work with you. They are experts at installation and service. They can help you. They're very well aware of their product. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's, the Hearth America section of Backyard Billy's, are the heat people. The phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. If you get there from the Bay Bridge, it's Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Turn right off the exit and turn right into Drummer Drive. That's where they're located. You'll pass them on the way. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now it's time for me to say, catch you on the other side of the news. If you're leaving us, get out, stay safe, especially in this wind. Don't get out on the water today. Gale warnings in effect. Love your family. Keep them close. Be thankful this week. Lots to be thankful for. Love the Lord. See you on the other side.